Good morning, it's 8:39, Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means that Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's always nice to see you, and before we meet our guest, I know you got a couple of news items, one of which is the world-famous cardiac prehab program coming up.
Yes, we do have the cardiac prehab coming up. People can go ahead on www.flhealth.org to sign up. Our next round is going to be six weeks of sessions in Yates County in Penn Yan. And they're going to be on Tuesdays, beginning October 10th. We have one Monday mixed in there in the middle of October, but most of the time, five of them are Tuesday nights and one is a Monday night. So we encourage you, this again is Dr. Joe Gomez, our chief of cardiology, is really running this program in the aim to get ahead of things. So we know that some of the principles of cardiac rehab work so well in preventing heart attacks after people have had some kind of cardiac incident, but we certainly know if we do the education and some of the behavioral modifications and if people learn about their risk factors and learn even medication management, other kinds of things, there's a whole host of preventative primary prevention focus that people can be their own advocate and hopefully avoid having kind of a cardiovascular incident. So that's the target audience. You might be someone who has risk factors, sedentary lifestyle, higher blood pressure, diabetic, etc. All of those kinds of things may play into you or just you recognizing that you know you have a higher BMI, you might have high cholesterol. You're kind of on the on a path of potentially maybe having some risk factors that you want to learn about and be able to modify yourself and your own behaviors and to learn from the best. So
will there be long-term tracking of the people who go through this program so that you can tell 10 years down the line what the percentage is compared to people who didn't have it?
There has been what I would call more intermediate at this point. I don't know. We haven't gotten to long-term yet.
Right.
But intermediate tracking in terms of folks with their primary care physicians. So Dr. Gomez has been sort of following folks via their primary care physician. So that's the beauty, too. If you're part of the health system and our FLH medical PC with it, and of course, the participants give permission for Dr. Gomez to be able to look and sort of see how does their BMI, how does their management of their own glucose and other kinds of risk factors, how does that look after participating in the program?
Okay, any other news or notes?
No, that's the big one. And of course, we do have a curbside market coming up. Just a reminder, on Fridays, every Friday from 10:15 to 11, a way to get healthy fruits and vegetables. It participates with FoodLink. You can use SNAP and other kinds of EBT as well as cash, et cetera. So September 29th is our next one at 158 North Street, right at Geneva General. But a great way if you're participating in this, as well as what we're going to talk about next, and you're thinking about how do I get all these fruits and veggies in and really add a rainbow to my plate. These are some of the best ways to get it from local curbside market.
Well, one of the increased emphasis in healthcare over the recent years has been in prevention and in stopping things before they begin, thus the cardiac prehab. And that's also, that leads right into our guest and topic for today.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled that we've got her back. She's a busy person. Tina Ganzon is a registered dietitian who works directly with the Finger Lakes Health Diabetes Care Center. She also does nutritional counseling, sort of one-on-one individualized nutritional counseling to work with people, because we know this is probably from a healthcare perspective and people's behavior perspective, this is one of those things that we know we can all benefit, even the people who really are themselves healthy, I think can always learn from there's always new information, new studies about how to get the potency of sort of the maximum punch of vitamins and minerals. And what we're going to talk with Tina this morning about is the Diabetes Prevention Program, a comprehensive weight loss program, a 16-week it's actually goes over 6 months, but 16 sessions. We're going to talk about it, not only the past one that we've done and a little bit of some of the success and support those participants found, but also the upcoming one that's taking place in between Geneva and Waterloo. So we've got kind of Ontario and Seneca counties covered with an upcoming program that's just beginning and kicking off where you can register right now. And we also will put a little teaser out there for dates yet to be determined in Yates County. But in essence, if you're in this listen area, we have you covered with this program. So I can't wait to hear a little bit more from Tina directly about the fantastic results and support folks felt and the education they got, as well as some of what they've learned after going through at least the first round of the program and beginning the next.
Well, Tina, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be here. And yes, we last January, we initiated our first diabetes prevention program, and we offered three classes, an evening class and a day class in Geneva and a evening class in Seneca County. And we got an overwhelming response, and 55 people ended up completing the entire program. And with those 55 people, we lost 482 pounds. So it was wonderful. We exceeded our expectations.
Which is one of the beauties of this program is, diabetes or not, you're doing the things that'll make you healthier. Losing weight being overweight is a risk factor in, seems like, practically everything.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, basically what we're seeing is a rise in cardiovascular, like we were talking with cardiac prehab, a rise in diabetes, a rise in a lot of these chronic illnesses, and 90% of that is due to our rise in our BMI and our obesity status. Starting much earlier in life, children now become a concern, and it goes into adulthood, and that is one of the biggest things. I think a lot of it is we've become a little bit more sedentary, but also, if you think back, Ted, when you used to go to the grocery store with your mother, it wasn't much bigger than the room we're in now.
Yeah,
and now they're like department stores, but it's not because there's new fruits and vegetables, is
right.
it?
Right. Now, this program is in partnership with the Centers for Disease Control. Is that something that Finger Lakes Health applied for, or did the CDC come looking for facilities to try it?
Nope, the CDC developed this program, and then we applied to become a partnership with the CDC to initiate this program. And so the CDC requires certain things in order to become a registered program. One is data points. So what they want to see is attendance. So they want us to have at least a 70% attendance rate for all of our participants, and I am happy to say that we well exceeded that with an average of 88% attendance rate, so which was wonderful. That's the main data point, but they also do look at weight, and they are looking the benefits, which isn't too much, Ted, believe it or not, the benefits of weight loss. They're looking at a 5-7% weight loss, which for a 200-pound person, you're only talking, 10, 15 pounds. You know, you're not talking, sometimes we get overwhelmed. We see that paperwork we get from our physician, and it says an ideal body weight that, maybe we haven't weighed since we were in high school, and it seems, it just doesn't seem reachable. So these are obtainable, realistic goals that we're setting for each participant with a 5-7% loss.
Well, and also this entire industry has popped up that encourages people to lose weight too fast and unsafely. It isn't healthy to go from 220 to 170 unless you do it over a very extended length of time.
That is very true. And it's not maintainable either. When you do such a short, restrictive diet, you can only be that restrictive for so long, and then you go back to your bad habits. So what we really encourage with this is we focus on activity, we focus on improved eating habits, but we also do focus, like Laura said, on behavior modification. Maybe some bad habits we've developed over the years, how to break them, how to replace them with good habits, that kind of thing. And we really do have a lot of fun. We did grocery store tours, we did cooking demonstrations, our physical therapy department was gracious enough to come in and talk about safe stretching and exercises they can do at home. So when we have days that are rainy or snowy, we can still be active in our homes.
What are the qualifications to participate? I assume that you screen people and they have to meet certain requirements to be admitted into the program.
There are. Very easy. They have to be over 18 is the major one. And then their BMIs have to be over 24 to start with. And then other than that, there's some other criterias, but for the most part, if you meet those two, you're pretty much, we're going to let you in.
So as far as what does a BMI of 24 mean in relationship to an average height and weight person?
probably you're on the upper end. So it's not like you're looking for morbid obesity by any means.
But,
you know, like if you need to lose 25, 30 pounds, you certainly.
Like me, for example.
Ted, I would never say that.
You don't have to.
And what's nice is more and more physicians' offices are sharing that information with patients. It used to be we'd walk in, you'd get on the scale, you'd get a weight. But some of, for example, I know through our employee health office, for example, not only do we get blood pressures, but we get our BMI on our annual when we do our employee health screenings and things. Mm-hmm. So some people obviously are like a little more aware of their BMI than they used to be. I think mm-hmm. it used to be a number of people would have literally had to get out their height and weight and look at it, which by the way, you can go online, you can actually put in your height and weight and mm-hmm. you can get your BMI and sort of if you're questioning. But I think if you're questioning, honestly, call us mm-hmm. because if you have a question about it, I think they'd love to talk with you. I think it's also really important that we, you know, it says here patients, sort of the target audience is those people who recognize or have a desire to lose weight and are kind of motivated to make some healthy lifestyle modifications or changes. And I learn something all the time. It's always harder to put into practice than it is to just learn the information. And what's so nice is this is that has that reinforcing support over that 16-week period. It's free. So you're from a cost perspective, there really is no barrier for people. We are offering a couple locations for people. We also have the chance for them to come, have a group of support, but also everything, as Tina's saying, from those small changes from, it may literally just be looking at even what your liquid intake is, mm-hmm. how many times you're drinking those fancy coffee drinks versus there's changes and tweaks that can be made that doesn't necessarily require a wholesale, I'm going to turn my life upside down. And I think that's important. As someone myself who struggles and is overweight, I know thinking about this concept of, oh my gosh, I have to lose 100 pounds feels overwhelming. But to think about this 5-7% and begin to incorporate changes a bit at a time with support and with the science and nutritional information behind it, I think that's where we feel like we can offer something really unique to people and something very important versus trying to do it on their own, which we've how many times. And part of that is we know people try to do it on their own multiple times, and sometimes not being successful with that is part of the process. Yeah. And this is one where we've now seen results where people have been exceptionally successful and supportive. So that for someone who's maybe struggled before, to think here's something that we've seen results, we now have this under our belt in terms of people who've participated and really been able to continue, 88% of people continuing to come, is a real endorsement, I think.
Well, it sounds like the whole program is set up for long-term success rather than I'm here and I have to be way over there. It's like, okay, it's a journey, one step at a time, and don't worry about getting over there. Worry about that first step and then the second step, and then you'll look up one day and you'll be over there.
That's exactly right. We do, like I said, we do SMART goals, so very short, realistic. And as Laura points out, you know, the support, the friendships that were created in our groups was amazing. You know, they ended up, you know, not only sharing things in class, but they ended up becoming walking partners, or they would trade recipes, and we would have a lot of fun and learn and, you know, have these behavior modifications that, you know, just created positive, healthy habits.
We have just a few more seconds. How do people enroll in the program?
Very easy. All they need to do is call our office. The number is 315-787-5492. Primarily, you most likely will get a recording, and if you just leave your name, your phone number, and your address, then we will get back to you within a couple days and sign you up for the program.
All right. It begins in just a couple of weeks. Tina, thanks. We appreciate it. And good luck helping more people prevent problems. That's the best way to go. And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. FLHealth.org, of course, is the website. It's 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.